He's John Cage, and he's from the Cage and Fish Associates law firm on Ally McBeal. Well, he's played by a veteran actor who has been in TV and movies and theater all over the place, Peter McNichol. And Peter McNichol joins us right now live. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Boston.
How are you?
And hi, Mark, in particular.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
How much of the character is you, and how much of it is David E. Kelley and the writing staff?
Well, you know, let me first of all address the last part of that question, which is writing staff. The writing staff is David Kelley. That's it.
Wow. It's amazing.
He writes every episode, not only of our show, but of The Practice as well. He's also writing movies, and he's also producing another television series on top of all that.
And Vonna Shepard was just telling me that not only does he write the episodes, but he selects and directs all the music on it, too, that she does.
You know, that's something only she would know. I have wondered that myself, where that music does come from.
Yeah, because I had asked her. I thought maybe she selected, for instance, in the last episode, it ended with Alone Again Naturally, a perfect song that Gilbert O'Sullivan did. And she said that he picks all the songs out of his own head and has her rearrange them for the show.
Yeah, I know that Vonda, in her own act, plays music that's really quite different than that which is on the show, so that certainly accounts for it. But as for your question, who comes up with this character, David or me? Well, I guess we both do. It's a little bit like two jazz musicians. I mean, one lays down a lick and the other responds in kind. I'll give you an example, which is early in the show, in the season, David had my character, says John Cage pours a glass of water. And I decided to pour that glass of water in the most irritatingly slow way. It's like Chinese water torture, waiting for the pour to finish. And David saw that episode, and I think said to himself, what if this character were slow in all ways? And really, it was from that water pour that David came up with the taking of the moments and just these odd pauses and reveries that Cage falls into. You can be in mid-conversation with the guy, and all of a sudden he's staring, he's musing as he looks out a window. So who initiates? I'm not sure. Sometimes David, sometimes me.